What is your destiny? Section 2, sidebar, Early Theologians on Becoming Divine. While the biblical concept of deification or divinization, exaltation to godhood, is commonly ignored or dismissed in modern Christian teaching, this doctrine was well established among early theologians of mainstream tradition. Though the writings of these men are not always biblically accurate, the following quotes from their writings demonstrate that in the first centuries after the New Testament was written, many still understood the clear implications of its teaching on this subject. Justin Martyr, circa 100 to 165. By Psalm 82, it was demonstrated that all men are deemed worthy of becoming gods and of having power to become sons of the highest. Dialogue with Trypho, chapter 124. We have learned that those only are deified who have lived near to God in holiness and virtue. First Apology, chapter 21. Theophilus of Antioch, circa 163 to 182. If he, man, would incline to the things of immorality, keeping the command of God, he should receive as a reward from him immortality and should become God. 2 Autolycus, book 2, chapter 27. Irenaeus, circa 130 to 200. For we cast blame upon him, God, because we have not been made gods from the beginning, but at first merely men, then at length gods. Although God has adopted this course out of his pure benevolence, he declares, I have said you are gods, and you are all sons of the highest. Psalm 82, 6. Against Heresies, book 4, chapter 38. How then shall he be made a god who has not yet been made a man? Or how can he be made perfect who is but lately created? How again can he be made immortal, who in his mortal nature did not obey his maker? For it must be that you, at the outset, should hold the rank of man, and then afterwards partake of the glory of God. Against Heresies, book 4, chapter 39. There is none other called God by the Scriptures except for the Father of all, and the Son, and those who possess the adoption, i.e. sonship, as God's children. Against Heresies, book 4, preface. Compare book 3, chapter 6. Clement of Alexandria, circa 150 to 215. Yea, I say, the word of God, Christ, became man, that you may learn from him how man may become God. Exhortation to the Heathen, chapter 1. But that man with whom the word dwells, his is beauty, the true beauty, for it is God, and that man becomes God, since God so wills. Heraclitus, the ancient Greek poet, then rightly said, men are gods, and gods are men. The Instructor, book 3, chapter 1. It leads us to the endless and perfect end, the future life that we shall lead, according to God and with God's. After which, the redemption, the rewards, the honors are assigned to those who have become perfect, when they have got done with purification. And near to the Lord, there awaits them restoration to everlasting contemplation. And they are called by the appellation of the gods, being destined to sit on thrones with other gods that have first been put in their place by the Savior, or some translate, with other gods who are ranked next below the Savior. Stroma, Miscellaneous, Book 7, Chapter 10. Tertullian, circa 160 to 230. It will be impossible that another god should be admitted when it is permitted that no other being possesses anything of God. Well then, you say, we ourselves at that rate possess nothing of God. But indeed we do, and shall continue to do, only it is from him that we receive it, and not from ourselves. For we shall even be gods, if we shall deserve to be among those of whom he declared, I have said you are gods. Psalm 82, verse 6. And God stands in the congregation of the gods, verse 1. But this comes of his own grace, not from any property in us, because it is he alone who can make gods. Against Hermogenes, chapter 5. Hippolytus, circa 170 to 236. And you shall possess an immortal body, and you shall be a companion of the deity, and co-heir with Christ, no longer enslaved by lusts or passions, and never again wasted by disease. For you have become God. These things God has promised to bestow upon you, because you have been deified and begotten unto immortality. You shall resemble him, inasmuch as you shall have honor conferred upon you by him. For the deity, by this condescension, does not diminish anything of the divinity of his divine perfection, having made you even God unto his glory. Refutation of all heresies, Book 10, Chapter 30. Origen, circa 185 to 255. The firstborn of all creation, Christ, who is the first to be with God and attract to himself divinity, is a being of more exalted rank than any other gods beside himself, of whom God is the God. As it is written, the God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and called the earth. Psalm 50, verse 1. It was by the offices of the firstborn that they became gods, for he drew from God in generous measure that they should be made gods, and he communicated to them according to his own bounty. The true God, then, is the God, and those who are formed after him are gods, images, as it were, of him, the prototype. Commentary on the Gospel of John, Book 2, Chapter 2. Athanasius, circa 293 to 373. For he, Christ, was made man that we might be made God. On the Incarnation of the Word, chapter 54, section 3. He, Christ, was God, and then became man, and that to deify us. Four Discourses Against the Arians, Discourse 1, chapter 11, section 39. Augustine of Hippo, 354 through 430. But he that justifies does himself deify, in that by justifying he does make sons of God, for he has given them power to become the sons of God. John 1, verse 12. If we had been made sons of God, we have also been made gods. Expositions on the Psalms on Psalm 50, section 2. You have been listening to Early Theologians on Becoming Divine, a section 2 sidebar from the booklet, What is Your Destiny? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.